Hello, I'm Dennis Barnard of Green River and HR Software Finder. It's approaching Halloween, so this episode is entitled The Pit and the Pendulum, and subtitled Preventing the Fall of the House of HR. The Pit and the Pendulum is an Edgar Allan Poe story of a prisoner of the Inquisition held in a dark cell that has a bottomless well in the centre and a descending pendulum blade to slowly slice him in half. And added to this, the cell walls are metal and heating up while they contract to drive the prisoner towards the abyss. It's a great allegory. The cell is the amorphous framework that HR has largely permitted itself to be trapped in. The pit is the never-ending treadmill of admin and non-value activity piled onto the function. And the pendulum is the inexorable advance of technology, threatening to leave us all behind. The heated walls, of course, represent the ever-spiraling demands by management to justify value and enable real-time information. HR professionals know that HR as a function is currently in crisis. Top movers like Kelly Swingler and Laurie Roserman have identified symptoms such as burnout and alcohol use. And every day in groups on social media, I see HR people questioning how they're supposed to get through. Those of you who've read my Mission HR book will know that part of the solution lies with clearer definition of the role, where it should be focusing, what it's intended to achieve, and finally, how to measure its effectiveness. In a sense, it's about stripping out all the rubbish accumulated in the past, usually in an attempt to demonstrate the function's usefulness. It does mean getting to the intersection of business and people, in other words, the line managers, and developing them to be compliant and effective. It also means getting the heart of the HR function working, the HR system, pumping the lifeblood of information to all who need it. Add to that communicating to management and employees alike what HR is really about, and let me tell you right now that chopping heads, policing rule infractions, and handing out tea and sympathy just isn't it. The fundamental role of HR hasn't changed. It doesn't need updating or disrupting. It's just been blurred by poor institutional support, fuzzy communication, and deflected by trends which led us nowhere. It's time to start doing the basics right. So if this sounds like good sense to you, drop me an email or connect with me on LinkedIn. Let's be part of the rebuilding of the House of HR. And have a happy Halloween.